Thank you for calling New York Best Medical. If you know the extension of
Hello? 0
yes,
is unavailable. To dial another extension, press 1.
Thank you for calling New York Best Medical.
Let's try this one.
Is unavailable. To dial another extension, press 1. To leave a voice...
Thank you for calling New York Best Medical. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you can enter it at any time. For our intake or telehealth department, press 1. For our Brooklyn locations, press 2. For our Bronx locations, press...
How can I help?
Yes, hi. My name is Naftali from Family First Care. I have a patient on the line, Louise Norton, and she wants to schedule a telehealth appointment.
Okay, if you let me get in the system to see to who can I connect you with. Just a moment, please.
No problem.
Thank you. Could you please provide me his date of birth?
Sure. The date of birth of the patient is February 20. No, it's
July 31, 1953.
Right? What did you say?
What is the name and the last name?
It's Louise Norton.
Thank you. Okay, I find that. Let me check. Okay, let me see who can I get for the patient department. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
My son gave you all the information without me knowing it.
No, they know everything. They just want that. We just have to schedule the appointment. So.
Yeah, my son gave you all the information. I had no idea what he was doing at all until he mentioned it to me. I'm supposed to be the person that they supposed to talk. He's supposed to talk to and tell me everything, and tell me nothing. Then I'm finding out the lady, you know my name, my whole name, when my birth date and everything. He done told y'all some stuff. What?
I'm
in the middle. And I'm supposed to know. He's supposed to sit down and talk to me about what he decided he wanted to do.
I didn't know
y'all knew my whole name and my birth date and everything.
That's like going
behind my back.
Today I just told
him, yeah, I want him to take care of me.
Right. So in order that they want to sign a PCT form from a doctor, so they need your basic information.
How long do this last?
This form is good forever.
So that means if I die, whatever, that's what that'll be, right? I don't want it to be a whole long time thing.
No. Just if you need the care, they can use this form as a referral.
Hey, who's trying to music up? He's on the phone and people turning music up and stuff. And people don't need to hear now. That's boiling out the voice.
try to check the top of the screen at the same time. Yes, hi.
Yes, hi.
So I have the portal ID, it's 563570.
Yes, Louis Norton, I have him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she would like to schedule an appointment.
No problem. Hi, Mrs. Louis.
Yes, what's your name?
Mihaela from the clinical department. In order to schedule the appointment for home health services, I have the earliest availability to the clinician contact you to complete the form. It will be maybe 10-15 minutes for the next week on Wednesday 4, if it's good for you. May it be
you
in the morning.
You said it's on a Wednesday?
Yes, the next week.
I didn't
on
even get no paper and pen. I didn't get no paper and pencil out.
I can send you a message text to remember you.
Send me a letter, because I don't know how to do the phone thing, for real. I need a letter that I can read.
Well, I'm sorry, we cannot send a letter, a message text, yes, or an email, but not a letter. So
I've never been into a situation like this before in my life. This town, first time, I'm not the only one in the world that's going through a situation. Other than that, maybe you could send something to my phone. Or, I can't even think of my son's phone number.
I can send you a message text. For the next Wednesday, the next week on day 4, what time will be better for you?
March the 4th, right? March 4th.
Yes. March the 4th.
March 4th. Okay, I gotta, let me find my pencil. I gotta write stuff down. I can't remember too well.
No problem.
Okay. Okay, let me find my pencil. My marker or something. Every time I have ink pens or pencils, I can't never find nothing. It's in here somewhere. Now I see
it's
the top
sign.
To the marker, but I can't find the part that writes. Oh, shit. I don't even know the pen at the pencil, the marker. Yeah, but I'll just take care of myself, really. What he's saying is he might come down the steps, but I'll take my time going down the steps now, and I don't rush down the steps, not unless I'm angry about something.
No
and I'll
problem.
Get where he's coming from. He's a good son. He's a very, very good son. I got other family, other children and everything, but they grown and they don't believe poop stinks. They just act like they don't see me and stuff like that. And he's my baby boy. I'll get him, let him help me because he's worrying himself about me. And I worry about him. So I have to say something because I do need to help. Most time I'm in the house by myself anyway.
Yes, Mrs. Louise. What time will be better for you to the clinician contact, in the morning or afternoon?
You know what? The morning is good because I wake up about 6 or something when they're playing music and stuff and I can't sleep. You didn't hear that part, okay? You didn't hear that part. But morning, so 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning is good for me.
I have this time window between 9 to 11, okay? In the morning, they can contact.
That's good. That's good. I'm not giving you a hard way to go.
No problem. And I will need the pharmacy phone number, if you know it, for the medication list. Or the pharmacy
What kind of medication? I'm on medication already. What kind of medication?
Yes, but we need the medication list, the name and the dosage, so the pharmacy can send to us through fax.
I didn't know nothing about no darn medication. I didn't know somebody going to have to give me this medication.
No, that's just
I'm taking medication as it is from another situation that caused the problem for me now.
Right, so they need the information of the pharmacy to be able to call them and get the list of what you're taking.
What I'm taking? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
They just
need
the pharmacy information.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I'm tired of taking this damn, excuse my French, medicine. I'm taking this stuff they call to help you pass your bowels and stuff. I'm taking that.
Do you have the pharmacy
right
number?
Here. The pharmacy number, let me see. It's, that number should be on this bottle. The phone number. I got a lot of papers. Let me look and see. I do have it. Matter of fact, let me see. Now I have to look for it. Hold up. Tired of popping pills, you know what I mean? The pharmacy name is the Pharmacy of Philadelphia, Pharmacy of America, -9.
-9.
And the number is 215-770.
Yes.
You got it?
Yes.
7869.
7869, no problem. I have
it. You got all the numbers?
Yes, I have it. And I need to confirm your address, please, Mrs. Louise.
My what?
Your address.
My address?
Yes.
It's 1249, and it's ALCOTT.
Yes.
Get it all?
Yes.
Okay.
And the zip code?
191. Let me see. I gotta look on the jar again. The bottle. Zip code. Let me see. Oh shucks! I put one down and gotta pick another one up. The zip code is. It should be on here. It's 19149.
49. Okay, perfect. I have it all now. So,
okay.
We schedule the appointment for the, thank you so much, for the next Wednesday on day 4, between 9 to 11 in the morning, the clinician will contact you to complete the forms, okay?
Ooh, I got to remember this. And I put the darn wood form down. I can't find it again. This is sad.
Okay, no problem. I will send
you. Got the pharmacy?
Yes, I have
the
pharmacy.
That's the pharmacy telephone number. Okay, and where is it located?
No problem. I will send you a message that's also to remember you for the next Wednesday between 9 to 11. Have a very good day, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mayela.
Thank you so very much. I'm sorry for giving you a hard time.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.